From Spark and Anvil and Discrete Quest, this is Coil, the self-reference, in Chapter 1 of the Discrete Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Coil was a small snail tween, her shell a beautiful spiral coil. Its intricate curves embodied mathematical sequences, a living lesson in patterns. She moved with a slow, deliberate grace, her warm amber and cream body a soft glow against the polished floors of Discrete Quest. Coil was fond of self-referential patterns, and her own shell was the most perfect example. Her shell was her signature feature, each turn of the coil related to the previous turn by a precise, recursive rule. It wasn't just a pretty design. It was Fibonacci. It was factorial growth. Coil's very anatomy demonstrated discrete patterns in their purest form. This connection was essential for her role at Discrete Quest. Coil embodied recursion, the idea of defining something in terms of itself, always with a clear starting point. Her shell was the pattern. When she taught the Fibonacci sequence, she would trace a delicate antenna along a specific region of her shell. The spiral here followed the rule, f of n equals f of n minus 1 plus f of n minus 2. For factorial growth, she would point to a different, rapidly expanding section. Her shell was a constant, tangible demonstration of recursion. "Recursion isn't hard," Coil would often say, her voice soft but clear. "It's just self-reference plus a base case." She would pause, letting the word settle. "You define the basic part directly. Then you define everything else using those smaller, already defined parts." She would tap her shell gently. "The shell on my back grows by the same recursive rule every single turn." She found recursion everywhere. It wasn't an elite concept, she insisted, but a fundamental way things grew and changed. She taught the core scaffolds of understanding it. "Every recursion needs a base case," she'd explain, holding up one antenna. "That's your starting point. Without it, you'd just go on forever, trying to define something that never actually begins." She would shudder slightly at the thought of infinite recursion, a concept that seemed to genuinely bother her. "Then, every recursion has a recursive case," she continued, raising her other antenna. "That's the rule. It defines the current step in terms of smaller, previous steps." "And the most important part?" Coil would lean forward, her eyes bright. "You have to trust the recursion. Just assume those smaller cases are already solved, then combine them to solve the current one." She loved pointing out how the Fibonacci sequence appeared in nature. "Look at sunflower seeds," she'd urge her students, projecting an image onto the wall, "or the scales on a pine cone. They all follow the Fibonacci pattern, just like my shell." "Factorials," she'd warn, "grew fast. Really fast," she'd emphasize. "N factorial grows quicker than any simple polynomial. It's amazing how quickly possibilities multiply when you arrange things in a sequence." Sometimes, for more advanced students, she'd mention that recursion was like mathematical induction in disguise. "Mathematical induction proves recursive properties," she'd say, a small, knowing smile on her face. It was a deeper connection, a quiet nod to the elegant logic underlying both. She even connected it to other apps. "Think about ScienceForge Samples data collection," she'd offer. "Both iterative and recursive methods build cumulatively. They stack information, one piece after another, or one piece on top of another." Coil's understanding of patterns ran deep, a legacy passed down through generations. She grew up in a small village nestled among smooth, river-worn stones. Her family had been the village's shell carvers for as long as anyone could remember. They were the snails who etched decorative spiral patterns on the village's stone bowls, each curve carefully mirroring the one before it. They understood the rhythm of growth, the way a pattern could repeat and expand. When she was 22, a respectable age for a snail tween, Coil made the long, slow journey to Discrete Quest. The mentor, a wise old crustacean with eyes like polished obsidian, had looked at her with a piercing gaze. "What is recursion?" the mentor had asked, cutting straight to the heart of the matter. Coil hadn't hesitated. "Self-reference plus a base case," she'd replied, her voice steady. "Define the basic part, define everything else from smaller cases." She'd then done something no other candidate had done. She turned slightly, offering her shell for inspection. "My shell is the pattern." The mentor had studied her, then her shell, for a long moment. A slow smile had spread across the crustacean's face. "You are appointed," they had said. Coil often reflected on that moment. "It is not hard," she'd tell herself, or anyone who asked. "It is just base case plus smaller case equals current case. My shell is the demonstration." And with every slow, deliberate movement, with every turn of her magnificent spiral, she continued to prove it. You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Coil the Self-Reference. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.